Tract number 5, The Church of the Rosary. After the decline of the Roman Empire in the 5th century AD, there was a definite change in the way settlements were structured, with less and less people living an urban life. In the case of Salobreña, this urban life continued, but it certainly changed. Most Roman settlements were abandoned altogether. Christianity came early to Salobreña. After the Synod of Elvira met in the 4th century AD, a priest called Silvanus was appointed to lead the Christian community of Segalvina, which is now identified as Salobreña. The Mudéjar-style Church of the Rosary was built at the beginning of the 16th century on the site of the Muslim mosque. Although ecclesiastical permission for its construction had been granted as early as 1492. This style of architecture and ornamentation was created by Muslim craftsmen living under Christian rule, and it consists of the use of bricks, ceramic and stucco. The church itself hosts a central nave and two aisles, with the presbytery occupying a third of the church's total size. The original roof was constructed with a coffered ceiling made of wood, but this was destroyed by fire on August 29, 1821. And for the next 15 years, masses and religious functions were celebrated in the former town hall square until the interior of the church was built. The high altar is situated in the upper part of the church, and this area leads to the vestry and the tower. The lower section contains the raised choir stalls, which are supported by a simple framework of wooden beams. The entrance door is decorated above with ornate tiles, and the tower is turreted in typical Mudéjar style. The holy statue of the Virgin of the Rosary dates from the 16th century. Until 1789, the church square was also used as a cemetery. According to an inventory in 1868, the church was in possession of 11 holy statues, but only two of these have survived: the statue of the Virgin of the Rosary and the Christ crucified. The church contains two smaller statues, the Blessed Virgin with a silver mantle, which is at the top of the high altar, and the Christ crucified, located in the pulpit. In addition, there are 5 large paintings, a collection of silverwork, including a monstrance measuring 63 centimeters, a censer, 2 holy lamps, 5 chalices, and the church's cross, which measures 2.51 meters high. The crypt and the area beneath the aisles were used as burial sites, as was the bóveda, that is the passageway or tunnel vault which connected the Albaicín district to the former Medina, where 45 people were buried between 1729 and 1795. The last person to be buried in the church was Don José Manuel Guerola, 2nd Lieutenant of the Coast's Cavalry Regiment, on the 31st of August 1795. This type of burial was banned by Carlos III for public health reasons, a ban that was rigorously enforced by his son, Carlos IV. One bizarre fact relates to a plot of land in Melejís, which was once owned by the church. Due to crippling debts, the church had to auction it off, with the winning bid coming from the Cartuja Royal Monastery. Payment for the land was 4 arrobas of oil every year. An arroba is a unit of measurement used in Spanish and Portuguese regions and constitutes a weight of 25 pounds or more. These days, the Lady of the Rosary Church is the main parish church and the departing point for most Holy Week processions. Next point, La Bóveda.